Good Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, you and Rex Smith on the Media Project often talk about those headlines. Rex calls it the Golly Martha. Well, yesterday there was quite a headline, a Golly Martha in the paper, as President Trump announced in a letter to FBI Director Comey that he was fired. And apparently Comey learned about it, just like most of us did, by watching television.
David, this is very, very distressing. I don't know any other way to say it. Either Trump was incredibly underestimating what the American people and what the political establishment was going to say here. Even top Republicans are saying this is really very troubling. So we are all reeling from it because we are talking about the rule of law here. And if, in fact, the top investigative body of the United States, the FBI, is going to be decapitated as they get into their Russian investigation, it doesn't pass the stink test. You have an attorney general of the United States who recused himself from the Russian investigation, but clearly had a hand in the dismissal of Comey. You had this sort of cynical approach towards, oh, well, we don't like the way he handled Hillary Clinton. Now, when he's getting into the Russian thing and when this investigation is going on, you know, David, I've mentioned on our roundtable program, I saw it on CNN, so it was no secret, that Comey had gone up to the White House and spent an hour there a couple of weeks ago. And I am sure that assurances were being sought because when he was fired, in the firing message from the president, he said, and you've assured me three times that I'm not a subject of this. But well, it's pretty early yet. We don't know where it's all going. You have a whole bunch of Trump people who clearly had relationships with the Russians. And now we don't know whether it came from the top because from the very beginning, Trump has been talking about how much admiration he had for Putin. Now we're hearing about his kids who made utterances about how the Russians were giving them money for the golf courses, and then they took that back after the mud hit the fan. So this is all very troubling because when American history books are written, it is going to appear that this was a terrible juncture in American politics. Are we going to stick with the Constitution, or because of the way the dice got thrown, are we going to find out that this is just more than we knew? We got two Republican houses of Congress, we've got a Republican president, and frankly, we probably got a Republican Supreme Court. Where's the resistance? Chuck Schumer stepped up and said this doesn't pass the stink test, but what can you do about it? It's not that the people can rise up and say we're going to impeach a president. You know, you got to go through the channels, and the channels simply aren't there right now. Now, with that said, you got Burr, the head of the Investigations Committee in the Senate, saying that he is troubled by all of this. There are subpoenas that are going to be issued, and then we'll have the classic constitutional crisis like the Watergate tapes in which the Trump people say we don't have to do this and it'll be up to the courts and it'll take forever. There'll be resistance. You got McCain. So if you get more who look at their constituents and say, hey, I'm getting out of here, I can't stand this, and turn against the president, that could be it.
And what about the public rising up? I mean, we've seen fairly peaceful protests so far. What if things go bad?
Well, you know, we've been talking about Professor Snyder from Yale's book on a coup d'etat. To some degree, when you start firing people who are investigating you, there is a coup d'etat going on. Obviously, if the people get out in the streets, then the real question is whether the National Guard and others will be employed. Right now, I don't think there's any move towards that, but this is a very scary time.
Closer to home, you spoke yesterday as all ears were on Vox Pop with Republican New York Congressman John Faso, who responded to questions about why he voted for the bill to repeal Obamacare, the American Health Care Act, as well as commenting on Sean Patrick Mahoney from a neighboring district coming into his district.
Well, a couple of things here, David. John Faso spoke extremely well. He's well-versed. He's into the weeds on this stuff, and he has what sound like very good answers. On the other hand, all night long I've been getting messages from people who say what he said wasn't true. And in each case, I have sent those on to John Faso, and it's up to him to answer. In the end, I don't think we can dispute the fact that there was an operative program, that 24 million people, according to the Congressional Budget Office, are going to be thrown off the rolls, that American Health for All has been reversed. You can be articulate about it, and John Faso is, but you can't deny the fact that they're trying to decimate this program, period.